Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray Living.
Today, we are talking making money, really, is the long and short of it. But there are loads of different ways that we can make money. And Yorkshire Energy Systems are giving us the option to make money using energy. Welcome, Chris Wilde. Hello, Chris.
Hello there, Beth.
Do you want to run us through how on earth people are making money from using energy within their home?
Most people have heard about making money from solar panels and getting the feed-in tariff. But people aren't generally aware that there's an equally good way of making money from heating your home, because there are very, very generous subsidies given to heat pumps through something called the Renewable Heat Incentive. So if you make the sort of wise and greener choice of heating your house using, say, heat in the air or in the ground instead of burning nasty fossil fuels, mm-hmm. you will be rewarded by being paid for every single kilowatt of energy that you produce using a heat pump. And you'll be paid that for 7 years quite generously. And in most cases, it will not only pay for the entire installation, in some cases you actually make a profit. But better than that, your ongoing running costs will be lower forever. So you will reduce your fuel bills for heating your home. You'll have a much more comfortable way of heating your home, and you will not be burning fossil fuels. There are no downsides to it, other than you've obviously got to have the money to pay for the installation in mm-hmm. the first place. But other than that, you know, from there on in, it's win-win all the way.
Before I met you, Chris, I didn't even know that a heat pump existed. I don't think I'd ever heard the term. I didn't know what it was. I know briefly now, but do you want to try and explain, in layman's terms, how on earth a heat pump works?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have heard of ground source heat pumps, and they've been around a long, long time. It's a very old technology, really. I mean, in places like Sweden, which are much colder than the UK, they've been using them for generations and making heat from the ground and from the air. The biggest problem people have with it is they're thinking, well, if the air outside is much colder than I need to heat my house, how on earth can I use that to heat my house?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah, and it sounds a bit like magic. But really what's happening is you're confusing heat and temperature, and they are not the same thing. If I give you an analogy, if I said to you, Beth, which is wetter, a bucket of water or a damp cloth, what would you say?
A bucket of water.
Of course you would. But what you failed to ask was how big the damp cloth is.
Or how big the bucket is.
Exactly. So if I've got a couple of litres of water in a bucket, that's fine if I want to wash my hair. If I've got a damp cloth, you think, well, how do you do with that? But if the damp cloth is thousands of metres square and I start wringing the water out of it, I'm going to have a hell of a lot more water at the end than there is in the bucket.
You're also going to be very muscly if you're picking up that big a cloth.
I am, but I do it a bit at a time.
Okay.
And in a way, that's what a heat pump does. The air is full of heat. Now, even if it's minus 10 outside, there's masses of heat in the air. Heat only stops at minus 273 degrees Celsius.
There isn't even anywhere on Earth that's that cold,
No, you'd have to go into outer space or somewhere. So there's bags of heat in the air at minus 10. It's just that it's very, just like in the damp cloth, it's very thinly distributed. So what a heat pump does, it, in a way, it wrings out the cloth. It draws that heat in from the air at a very low temperature. And it does that in a very simple way. And I'm going to explain that with this cup of coffee, which you've so kindly made me, Beth.
Yes.
That's what I asked for. Yeah. So if we look at this cup of coffee, it's quite hot. It's probably about 70 degrees C. But we know that cup of coffee can't heat this room. There isn't enough heat in there. It's too small.
Yeah.
But the coffee will gradually lose its heat to the room until it arrives at room temperature. And that's why it goes cold, because heat always travels from hot to cold. So we use that physical property to heat your house using the air. And the way we do it, we have in the heat pump, there will be a refrigerant at minus 40.
Right.
Much colder than the outside air ever gets. So the heat in the outside air then starts to flow into the refrigerant.
Because it's colder than outside.
Exactly. So the heat from the air goes into the refrigerant, it becomes a gas, and we compress it. Now, when you compress a gas, the temperature rockets. And that heats up the water, which we pump round the house.
Oh, you made that sound like Why haven't we been doing that for years? Yeah. But you have a great way of explaining how a really complicated piece of kit works. Yeah.
The great thing is, for every kilowatt of electricity we need in the pump, we get 3 kilowatts of heat out of it.
What does a heat pump look like?
Well, most people know what an air conditioning unit looks like. Mm-hmm. A heat pump looks exactly the same.
And would you just have one box for your whole house?
For most houses, yes, you'd just have one box about a metre square, just sat outside your house. It can be ground mounted, out the way somewhere. It can be put up on a wall, just anywhere that's out of the way. And that's all you need to heat your house. One of the other worries that people have about heat pumps, they think they're noisy. Very old heat pumps were noisy. The modern type, the inverter-driven heat pumps with lots of sound insulation in them, are not noisy at all. In fact, the heat pump of choice that we use, the Mitsubishi air source heat pump, actually won a prize from the Noise Abatement Society.
The quietest one.
Absolutely the quietest one, and also one of the most efficient.
So if somebody wants to talk to you about their house, their particular situation, they want to know whether heat pumps are for them, and if so, they need to get a survey done and everything. How do they get in touch with you?
Just contact us via our website, which is yorkshireenergysystems.co.uk, or give us a ring or a phone number, which is on the website.
Yorkshire Energy Systems on Stray Living.